make Merriam-Webb's number 9.
So moved. Second.
Got a motion in a second.
And we got any discussion about Merriam-Webb's?
So from just our perspective of it, mainly just fixing the roads itself, nothing.
So you're not going to put any money into bicycle or pedestrian waste?
That I've spoken with our board or even the mayor group we worked with. They feel that our main prioritization should be fixing the roads within the city that the citizens are driving on every day.
So if you're not going to spend any money and you don't see a real need, do we need it on here?
No.
Okay.
I do not believe so.
I make a motion to take the Merriam-Webb's project off the priority list.
Do we want to rescind that previous motion and second?
We need to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's rescind. Can we rescind that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chairman?
Who made the motion? I'm not sure.
Maybe I did.
Rick did.
I rescind my previous motion.
And the second.
I think I seconded it.
Yep.
Now I'm going to make another motion to completely take it off the list.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to remove the Merriam-Webb's bike bed completely off the list. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. So if there's no other changes to bike bed, do you all want to go back to the loading bridge?
Yes, ma'am.
So there are a few, so as we talk, that on MoDOT route, so would you all like to take off those from this list for loading bridge?
They're not going to compete, right? If we leave them on, they're still not going to compete.
They won't be added to the
step. So there's really.
So is there any reason for them to be on the list?
Just for memento keepsake.
Yeah, well, we don't need the Taney County Expressway occupying number 1 as a memento. We really need a competitor at number 1.
So,
Troy, are there any others that are not on the MoDOT routes besides the expressway?
So we talked about Friends and 76 Country Boulevard. Then the other one, Merriam-Webb Citywide. I missed your, I don't think.
There, if you, this highlighted one, the Country Boulevard is not highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's up on the list, the ones that we sent you were the highlighted ones, were the only ones that qualified.
Mm-hmm. So this one had been here like previous to that.
Sure.
Yeah. And the highlighted ones, new ones are, and the other sheet.
Obviously, Michael and everybody's expressing that without MoDOT support, this may be out of reach. So what is the answer to that? Is that offline dialogue? What is that? Because some of us are not routinely involved with that kind of discussion.
It's offline dialogue. I'll let you answer and then come back to me.
Because we don't.
They're involved, but they're not. They signed it over, but. They haven't. And
even
the intersection improvements that they run into.
Yeah. Even though we run that on there, it won't compete because it doesn't qualify. So what I want to do is make sure that the top ones that we submit will compete is my individual position.
Yeah, because this is me against the other counties. We've got to have something that's real.
Rick, is the US 160 widening the first thing on our list that would actually qualify them?
Well,
isn't that right?
Phase 2 of the 86 could be a possibility. The only thing is, kind of in the background, we know that there's not going to be any matching money for that until phase 1 is done and a little bit more development is done. So even if we were to prevail and have that in the top and get it on the STIP, it may not go anywhere until the timing is right. That's the only thing that concerns me about that one being up there high. It's a high priority. It just doesn't have private sector support to get it late. Angela, the 160 project, do you feel like there's money if we could get it moving up? And
probably not for 3 to 4 years. I don't think it would be worth, I shouldn't say this out loud.
But if we, smart guy, tell me one time if you don't. Rick Ziggum, but some if you don't start trying to fix some of your problems, if you don't get into the STIP, if you don't get started, you'll never get finished. But
on the STIP, we're adding this at the 5-year point.
If it were to get added, yeah, it would probably likely be
5 years anyway.
Yeah.
Or 4 years ish out there. And actually, to tell you the truth, the 86 project will be in that window. So I just need to think through that a little bit better. 86 can probably be up there. Forsyth can probably be up there. The other thing is, if it actually does get on the STIP and it's going to take some kind of local support, that gives the locals a little bit of time to get a war chest together. Because it isn't like if we get it on the STIP, it'll be built this year.
No,
and it'll be way out.
And when projects get included into the STIP, it's mostly like a promise that it's going to happen. We see projects get pushed out because of funding issues, but once it's programmed into the STIP, the Highway Commission is committed to making it happen. So again, they'll work with whatever the financial realities are.
Those of you that receive these projects understand, though, that just because they pave 160 or they do something like that, there's all these other things that go with it that you have to do to make sure that it all links up. And so there's additional cost that the city has to make sure that they set aside to make this all work. And again, if you want to advance it ever, or you want to do any of those kinds of things, you got to pay to play. So, whatever that's for.
But if we don't give those to STIP, it's probably never going to happen, right?
That's probably true. No, it has to be on the STIP
to
happen. So, maybe we go back to 86 and then we go back to 160.
As one issue. Like that.
And then 3, you want to do Lakeshore Drive intersection?
So, and that's what you need 3, correct?
So, actually, we would need to prioritize everything on the needs list, but then we will be taking the top 3 to our SIMCOM test.
Okay.
But we do need to prioritize everything.
So, basically, for their prioritization, not for ours.
Correct.
But for theirs, maybe we take the expressway and move it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just start with number 2. Number 3, I still think Country Boulevard stays on our priority as number 3. But for you guys, if it's not going to be considered, then we move it down.
So, yeah. Currently,
I mean, that's the only strategy I can see, but I'm, you know, others may be able to see a better way.
So, at least on our list, Country Boulevard has not been prioritized at all. So, yeah.
Where's the 86 on there?
So, the 86 also has not been prioritized on our list.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's Technically, currently number 17 is on.
Okay.
So, yeah, that one was resident submitted, and the other 86 I did put on as, like, you highlighted with the same color was the information that I got from your priority list and the sheets that we get.
And where I got my priority list is what's on the website for the County Transportation Advisory Board. The most recent one, this one is 22, but that was post-prioritization last time. So this is really the 23 list that we agreed on.
What does the tan or the orange reflect? What's it?
So that was what was added this year. And that was the need that, so when Rick and I, we went over the needs list and looking at all the statement in graph from the Taney County, like your list, if it wasn't on our list, then I added to that, and it's like tan color so that it can be prioritized this year.
Yeah, none of these carry any priority right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is the description of what we consider the Highway 86 corridor.
We can probably replace that one with what you've actually got. That one was resident submitted, I think from a resident that was.
This one says on the tan sheet, it says from 65 to Long Creek Bridge. Actually, part of that is being done, so it would be now from Jones Road to Long Creek Bridge. So there is that change in that. Otherwise, everything. I think all the other stuff is done. Phase three would be to the airport. That is out there quite a long ways.
So for our, like, the SIMCOG needs list, would you all like to, I guess, for Highway 86, and I even mentioned Jones Road to Long Creek, do you all want to make this a corridor need? So, like, if you're talking about, like, it's going to go till the airport, so that's east of Highway 86.
So what does that do to us? Ashwarya on getting it built, because it is a corridor, and I think I've pitched here and I've pitched a lot of other places, we need to look at this as a single economic development project. This is not, it's just a phase one, two, and three is three phases, but Joplin is the master. They are the model. Rangeline Road, whatever it is they pick, they don't just pick one little chunk. They do this whole long thing, and then they get becomes more compelling and more compelling. The odd one with this is the 86 interchange is also on the three county prioritization of moving 65 to freeway. So it's in two places. As far as I'm concerned, whichever one comes first is home run.
So I guess, like, we've used, well, so I don't know, different kind of, but like if usually we've seen, like, I guess, like, better chances and better pre-scores if it is like a corridor wide need. And then, like, let's say if it goes on the STIP and based on, like, the funding that they have, and they said that, like, okay, like, we need to pick out a portion of that corridor, then, like, you have your top need, and then, like, based on, like, their funding.
Perfect.
So, and that, the Jones Road to Highway 65. Then
we just leave it like it is.
Yeah.
It's the whole corridor.
Just
part of it's already being picked up, but there's plenty more to do.
So I guess, like, for this, we could update the language if you want to, so that, like, we have the language for the whole corridor, but then like you have to do phase three, and then like we just have like additional